When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real, but it is the favorite listen of Neil Young and other musical entities from the Earth decade 1970, because we keep the amount of misinformation we're spewing about public health crises to a bare minimum. We also keep commitment to character details or multi-episode story arcs to a bare minimum. In fact, if we have one rule about this work, it's go for the bare minimum. That's why our mascot is Quoey the Minimum Bear. Maybe Quoey the Minimum Bear will make an appearance in your town soon, eating her favorite food, low-hanging fruit. But that's enough entertainment for now. Let's get down to the chore at hand. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnini Camp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 6 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast recorded in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the foot of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to live life to the fullest, I think. Isn't that a phrase that you said a bunch? Live life to the fullest?
Yeah.
So live I've been life? Eating myself fucking sick.
Oh, Chunt.
I need to be the fullest I can be every hour of every day. Oh, I learned that from you. Thank you.
It doesn't seem healthy. Although,
it's not. I have triple gout.
Triple gout?
Yeah. It's where you get crystals in your feet, and those crystals turn into emeralds, and then those emeralds turn into rubies.
Well, it's that said, sounds like there's some money in it.
Yeah, the doctor said they might cut off my feet to help pay for the bill of cutting off my feet.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Well, if you need to, and look, I love it, and I want to keep it, but if you need some financial help, you can take back this pinky ring you gave me last week.
No. That's a gift. I would never take back a gift. Arnie, buddy.
Because it's totally my style. Like, I would totally wear this pinky ring forever.
Sure.
But if you need it back, I would part with it.
Why are you trying to pull it off?
Because
stop trying
it's
to pull
a little
it off.
Tight.
Arnie.
It's a little tight. Look at my finger.
You're
my
not
pinky
pulling it
is
off.
Purple. This thing is so small.
Pinky clinkies.
Pinky clinkies. Speaking of someone that's not doing so great, I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trachis. I was known to the elves as Fiangyalak. I was known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. But even now, here, I lay my head down upon mine very deathbed, and soon I shall transform into pure light and fire myself heavenward.
Arnie, I'm just realizing this now. We're going to need such a big tombstone. Such a big tombstone.
I know, to get all of his names on it.
Ah, this is going to be exhausting.
Well, and those are just the names you know. There are so many other secret names that yet have to be revealed. And I swear upon my deathbed, which I'm literally strapped, have a tiny bed strapped to my head.
Mm-hmm, of course, as you do.
I shall reveal all the names when I do truly die. But on,
really?
Arnie-chan, I'm not really dying.
No, okay. We know.
All right, I just want to remind you. I didn't want you to worry.
Why are you promising that you're going to reveal all your secret names?
Well, when I really die.
Oh.
I'm not gonna do it now.
Okay. All right.
No, what are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, like, look, I'm so happy that you're not really dying and that you're just pretending that you're dying. Right. But you would have to imagine in the next 2 or 3 seasons, you will really die. And then that whole episode is going to be all those secret names.
How dare you?
I'm not saying now. I'm just saying you'd have to imagine.
I would put odds on you dying well before I die.
If we're doing a Deadpool, I'd say currently I'm going to die first with my new diet.
Well, that's true. Look, all I'm saying is that I believe that the universe makes good content and that the universe would think that it would be most dramatically satisfying if Usador dies. Not now, certainly.
No,
in a couple seasons.
It is well captured in the scriptures that the goddesses did stand one day and said, "Oh, yay, let there be light and content."
Preferably light content.
Ideally, yes.
So, Usador, I've known a few wizards who could tell when and how they're going to die. Do you have that ability at all? Is that something that you do know? And if so, do you want to share with us?
Well, actually, I don't know how I'm going to die in the future, but...
Oh, wink.
Can the wizard told me that he knows because he's the master of space and time. And I said to him, write it down for me and put it in an envelope. And I have that envelope right here.
Whoa.
Are you going to read it? No.
Oh,
no,
come on.
Well, you know.
I'll never forget my husband, Tusador. He kept saying to me, on our wedding night, I am going to explode. And I thought, I thought it was a sex thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it turns out he knew he was going to explode on our wedding night.
Yeah, you hear something like that, and you're like, that's a sex thing, or hyperbole.
Yeah, it's a euphemism.
Right. Then it turned out it was literal, and he really exploded. Do you remember that?
Yes, it's every time I blink or close my eyes or sleep, it's emblazoned on the back end of my eyelids. Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry, Chant, you've been through so much. Would it help if you took pinky ring back? Because I will totally part with this pinky ring if that'll help.
I feel like it helps if you leave it on.
Okay, pinky clinkies.
If I'm understanding you right, you want the full set. Do you want one for each finger? Consider it done. Father of Pearl rings way around.
I'll try to squeeze this one on, too.
Oh, Ani, I was going to order some drinks for the table. Can I get you anything?
Hold on, Usador. Can you order drinks for us, please?
That's an even better idea.
The last couple nights...
Fuck you, table.
You've been ordering drinks and dumping them on the table, saying that the wood's soaking them up, and I feel a little miffed.
I just thought it was a weird power move.
I'm sorry. I guess I just got confused. Now that I'm almost dead. I think they bought that. Ani, what would you like to drink?
I guess I'll have some diet red potion.
Nope. Try again.
Mead.
Mead. Very good. Chunt?
I think I'm going to mix it up. Can I get a witch's piss?
Witch's piss, great. And Ani, is anyone going to be joining us? Should I get an ale or something?
Yeah, what's on this stool over here? There's a big cloak over something.
Oh, that's right. I decided for just sort of excitement, I was going to put a cloak over our guest. And they've been sitting under this cloak the whole
time. Patiently.
I hope it's a cloak rack.
So... our guest, I don't understand too much about what they do, but they work for the Department of Treasure, and here they are.
Whoa! Hey, how you doing? It's dark under there.
God, good end to thee.
What are we doing here? Where's the dungeon?
Oh, I'd mentioned maybe if I could interview you and ask you a little bit about what you do and your life, and Usador and Chunt. This is a guy with a big gourd for a head.
Yeah,
hello.
No shit.
I just like, I don't know what this guy does, but he looks so weird. We got to have him on.
Yeah, that's my name, Gord. Hey, it's nice to meet you, fellas.
Oh, wait, your name is Gordon? What was it?
Yeah, it's just Gord. They just call me that.
Oh, Gord. Oh, I see.
They call me that because of the head?
Could be.
That'd be my guess.
Could be short for Gord.
Because I assumed it was a nickname or short for Gordon.
It could be both. Maybe your parents, when you were brought asunder into this world, said, oh, he looks like a Gord. Done?
Yeah, it might have came out of your, as your mom was birthing you, she might have screamed like, oh, Gord, let him out, please.
Or it could be short for, like, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, I like that. But listen, I wasn't born traditionally, all right? I was instantiated. by, you know, some kind of golem-like wizardry. Oh. They assembled me from twigs or whatnot. They put this on the top.
Oh.
You know, they told me what to do.
Oh, well, then then definitely it's a double, a play on words, a double entendre of some sort. It's both Gordon and Gord, because if I use my great magical powers to bring some golem alive into this world, I always try to think of a clever sort of kooky name for it. Like if I make a golem out of, say, like a stone, I name him Cliff. Get it?
Nice.
So it's kind of like a you lampshade it.
Like yeah, exactly.
You're calling attention to it, and it's like a little wink.
Exactly.
That's pretty clever. I like that.
Yeah. All
right.
Thank you.
You put it in the right position for me. I got it in a good hate space now. I was ready to be really upset.
Well, I wouldn't want to upset you, Gord. Is there something I can grab you from the bar? I'm getting a round of drinks for the whole table.
Oh, you know what? I just drink, anything that's just left behind. I got some root systems down there. I just drag it through anything wet. I'll take care of it myself.
Okay, mead, witch's piss, a beer for me, and whatever's left behind for Gord. I'll be right back.
And Gord, I was so distracted by your big Gord head that I didn't notice that your body is made out of a collection of sticks.
Yeah, you know, they've done good work with this thing. You know, it's definitely served me pretty well. I can't complain. No complaints here.
Yeah, just gotta get your sticks wet. Gord, so you work for the Department of Treasure, the DOT, as I've heard it referred to.
Mm-hmm,
it sounds
mm-hmm.
like it could be, there's the two bookends, to my knowledge. It sounds like it could be incredibly exciting or the most tedious, boring job in the world.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's all I've ever known. I don't think it's particularly interesting, but it's important. We take pride in it. You know, it's a big industry, treasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what with the dungeons and what have yous. It's like it's everywhere. It's a cottage industry. It's a dungeon industry.
So it sounds like it must be something exciting, like dungeon crawling and like gathering treasure and finding treasure and amassing wealth.
Yeah, a lot of grinding it out.
But I mean, that's what most people want to get out of it, right? But haven't y'all noticed that the gold piece doesn't go as far as it used to?
Oh, absolutely. In these days?
Oh, yeah. There's been a glut of treasure being found. Dragged out of these dungeons, and there's so much of it that you're going to see the value of it plummet. My job is redistribution. I get treasure, I take it back, I hide it in dungeons, I put the traps back.
All
of it has to go back, or otherwise inflation's going to go crazy.
So you take treasure and put it in the dungeons?
Yeah, how do you think it gets in there? I mean, originally, somebody was trying to protect some treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I mean, it's not like there's more dungeons now, right?
That's true. Would you, and I don't know, Gord, if this is something that you know much about, but like, what percentage of dungeons have their original treasure in them?
Oh, geez. We've got those pretty well mapped out at this point. I'm going to say like probably between 3-5%.
That few?
That's basically it, yeah. I mean, those are highly valued. If you find those, you're sitting pretty. There's, even if it's small, it's a collector's item. It's like it's one gem, but if it's from one of these pristine dungeons, you know. Don't let the museum take it. They're going to want to just put it on display. You get your go for that.
Are you talking about gems and treasure that's still in the original packaging?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes. I love to go to a dungeon and find something that hasn't been open air. And then find a very similar dungeon, and I open that one up, and I keep one pristine, and then I have another one that I kind of like fuck around with.
Yeah, one to rock, one to stock.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
I mean, what
very
fun
smart.
Is the treasure if you can't play with it a little bit, though?
Oh, you work for the DOT?
Yeah.
Oh, so you seed treasure?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
see, this guy knows. This guy gets it.
Oh yes. Well, I've done my fair share of dungeon crawling in my day. I've captured a treasure or two, and I'm very grateful that the DOT has taken that on and decided to, you know, seed treasure throughout the dungeons. It encourages younger questers and adventurers and fighters and the like to you know try their hand at taking on a quest, and then I go around trying to recruit them into my much more important and dangerous quests. And, you know, there's some turnover there, understandably. We don't need to get into that. Not everyone lives, Arnie. That's what I'm saying. If anyone's going to die, it's probably you.
Oh.
No, that's what I'm saying all the time, is you got to encourage the children, because that's the future.
That is a wonderful sentiment. Oh, encourage the children. Have you ever thought about writing a song to that effect?
No. Oh, okay. Never. No. Why? What? No. No, I'm pretty busy with what I got going on.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
They keep me busy.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to... How do I phrase this? Do you ever want to plant kids?
You know, I don't know if it's possible.
Oh.
I mean, I've never looked inside, but I got a suspicion that they're up in this, in the head region. If it's like a traditional plant,
yeah,
a gourd, if you will, pumpkin, a squash, it might be full of seeds up there. I may have to die in order to pass the line on.
Yeah, you might be shooting hollows. I understand.
Well, also, I guess I never thought about this, but your reproductive organs are in your head.
Yeah, everything's up there. They say it's the most sensual organ. Is
the pumpkin?
The head.
Oh, the head,
Yes. Well, unless I'm seedless. That's a problem.
Yeah, and I'm assuming by your features, I assume you're circumcised up there? Because it looks like you were carved.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, back then, probably everybody was. We're talking about 200-300 years ago.
Whoa, so you've been around the block a few times.
Oh, yeah. Put some miles on this thing.
Well, Gord, I've got to say, you're pretty well maintained. I mean, you're a little banged up, but for hundreds of years, you look better than Usador.
Yeah, I don't see any rot anywhere.
How dare you? But I agree. You look quite stunning. I myself am 350 years old, or around thereabouts. I've lost track, of course. But I have to say, you look quite becoming for a Gord Golem of your stature and age.
No, I appreciate that. You know, that went to a good place for me. You know, it sounds genuine.
Yes, oh, very genuine. And I would say, Chunt makes a good point, though. Just because maybe you can't bear your own children, have you ever thought about settling down, though? And maybe, you know, you're so passionate about thinking of the future of children, I think you'd make a very good foster parent if perhaps, you know, there's a wayward butternut squash that needs some guidance or something of the sort. I don't know.
I mean, I got mites. I got scale bugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you give them a lot of advice?
No, they're just drinking my sap.
They're just there.
Tough to get rid of.
Of course. Gord, you know, I never realized how, heavily regulated a treasure was. I do have a question, and this is something I've ran across a lot, which is pump and dump. And no offense to your head. I feel like there's a lot of pump and dumping going on in Foon where it's like, you go into a dungeon and someone's like, hey, this chalice, the lips that touched this chalice were like this great warrior, and they keep talking it up, and then you buy it, and then eventually, you know, they make their money, and then when you go to sell it, it's not worth as much. How do you sort of regulate that?
Well, that's the problem, because this is all, it's forms of false scarcity.
Yeah.
And it's our job to falsify that scarcity by putting the treasure back. So when you get amateur speculators coming into the marketplace and they're saying like, this isn't fresh, this is a new, that's a different kind of scarcity. We deal only in, you can't find the treasure because it's too deep or there's too many spikes in the way. That's the authentic style. That's what we're talking about. That's what we recognize in the government.
Yeah, this guy was standing out in front of a cave selling me this treasure, so I should have known if you don't have to work for it or kill anyone, it probably doesn't have value.
I would say that's too encouraging. If it's if it's sitting out in front, there's probably something wrong with it. You should at least have to set foot into the dungeon.
Yeah. Well, live and learn. But I will say this guy also sold me, which is I'm pretty proud of. He sold me this non-fungus token. So it's a token with no fungus on it. It's the only one of its kind. There's no fungus at all.
Listen, I am not officially allowed to have a stance on that.
Oh.
But, you know, in my line of work, fungus is a huge problem. Huge problem.
Oh,
trap rot is a big issue in a lot of these older dungeons.
Is that a type of music, or...?
I'm not familiar.
Trap rot? I'm not familiar either. I guess we're both not familiar.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell you.
I guess it isn't. Well, it sounds like you've been all over Foon and seen many different dungeons then. Do you have a favorite or a favorite area?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what gets Gord excited?
Boy, the biggest issue I have is when I go into a dungeon that's been picked clean, and it's not obvious where the traps were, and nobody took care of it on their way out. I mean, I'm going to find dead adventurers. I'm going to find and have to reset all the springs and the swords and the poison gas mechanisms and all that. But what I really want is them to treat it with respect for the next person who's going to die there.
Mm-hmm. Campsite rules, yeah. Leave it better than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die in a dungeon, would you say it's polite to just sort of try to like fall over to the side close to a wall or just like not clutter the place up too much?
I think that every dungeon has its own style. Once you enter that space, you know, you become a participant, right? And the original designer's intent comes into play.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah, I was in a dungeon the other day, and it was, what's the term? It's like feng shui. So there's a lot of bats and just a lot of teeth everywhere. And it was just so beautifully done, very, very kind of minimalistic. But I just felt like I really, before I left the dungeon, I really had to soak it up, soak it in, and be like, this is beautiful. Like, someone took the effort to really stage this.
And Ani, that's often why when an adventurer dies in a dungeon, their ghost stays behind, because then the ghost is like, oh, stay out, or at least pick up some of the mess. It's here.
And see, in that case, you wouldn't want to die off to the side. If they're making a big production out of it, you're going to want to die someplace visible where the bite marks can be seen. Your body acts as a warning to other adventurers. That's, I think, in keeping with the intent.
You become part of the story, part of the intent.
No, that's cool. It's sort of like you're a ghost car in Mario Kart. Like, you know, you're just, someone can learn something by the course that you tried to take.
That doesn't mean a fucking thing. Let's go to a break.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
So, Gord, you've been in so many dungeons, it sounds like, and I've only been in, I think, one as far as I can remember. Are there any kind of, like, fads in dungeons or, like, things that are sort of popular for a while?
Oh, yeah. No, this is fascinating. And I could see how somebody would get very interested. I'm armchair, strictly, right? I've seen them, but I don't have all the nomenclature down. But
oh,
yeah,
you mean armchair expert for a second? Because it seems like one of your legs is made out of part of an armchair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a common refrain. It's very useful, though.
Oh, I'm
cherry. It's real solid wood.
Ooh.
Oh shit, Arnie! I just realized something.
You know what?
I missed it earlier. He said he wasn't birthed normally. He was made, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a made man.
Uh-oh.
He's part of the Squashia.
Oh,
Arnie!
Oh, no,
Arnie, tread lightly as we continue this interview. Don't fuck with the Squashia.
Okay.
I was laughing about a joke I heard earlier. Oh.
That's so
those
funny.
Are some of the
That's
funniest
so...
ones when you think about it and you're laughing.
Oh my gosh. Hearing yes, about I... you thinking of a joke is so funny.
I it reminds like you of jokes.
Up. Yeah, yes. It reminds me of a joke.
Now, as Gord has already mentioned, you know, there aren't a lot of new dungeons. But sometimes they get a... Not only are they reset and new treasure seeded in them, but someone comes along, perhaps, you know, some sort of evil vizier or, a lord of hate or something, and an enchantress, and they're like, well, I'm gonna remake this dungeon and make it my own. And I feel like 30 years ago, it was all about fucking sconces.
See, yeah, okay, you've been in a couple dungeons because this is the thing. No matter where you go, you're going to find sconces from a certain era, right? It doesn't matter if the inside walls, you know, they're paneled, if it's just a rock. Anywhere they could put one, they'd put one. I've seen them on the floor.
Yeah.
I've seen puzzles that involve rotating sconces.
Oh, terrible.
And at a point, it's a bit much. It's gauche.
Yeah. A sconce on the floor. That's when I go. I just turn around and walk out. I go, I don't care that I'm three levels down. Fuck it.
Well, it informs you, like, what kind of treasure you're probably going to find.
Yeah,
you know,
Christ, something tacky and stupid.
Mm-hmm. We do try to, you know, redistribute treasure to where it makes sense. Oh. So if it's one of those dungeons, then yeah, we'll put like an ornate hand mirror at the end, you know, something like that. We try to make it fit. We try to make it authentic and make it seem like you're the first to stumble on it, because we don't want to betray that we've been doing the work. You know,
every time
you run across a dead body, there's going to be a little bit of treasure there. Every time you slay a bat. Or some sort of cave goat, there's going to be some gems inside there. You know, that's all stuff that we plan out.
Once I killed a stalagmite and I got some treasure, it was dripping on me. I mean, when it dripped, it hurt, but I didn't think I could kill it. It was insane.
Was there treasure inside?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
How is there treasure inside?
Arnie, I don't fucking know.
You're going to die.
Gord, does treasure ever, you know, when you're around, does treasure ever just kind of fall off of a cart?
Hmm. In what way?
No disrespect.
I see what you're getting at. Okay, I see what you're getting at. Yeah, listen. Naturally, it's easy to assume because I'm the one who puts the treasure back. Mm-hmm. But maybe I didn't put as much treasure back as I should have. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yes, exactly.
But listen, I think they made a lot of sense sending a golem because, I got no use for the treasure. You know, what am I going to do with the coins, right?
Right.
I got no debts. I got no debtors. It's easy for me to leave it all there.
Oh. Well, that begs the question. When you're not seeding treasure in your downtime, do you have any hobbies, or are you just constantly working? Are you a workaholic?
No, I've started to go into dungeons myself as an adventurer.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's not a conflict of interest?
I mean, if they don't know about it, it's not a conflict of interest.
Of course, we'll never tell. We'll never tell. Right, guys? Right?
Sure, although, John Usador, I'm not sure. Like, normally, I feel like ethically, I should always tell our guests that they're being recorded for this podcast. But I just have this feeling that I'm not sure.
Don't worry, I've got it here. Follow me. Follow my lead. Gord, I just wanted to mention we were saying how handsome your head is earlier. The actual Gord part of it.
Yes.
We really
love.
But I forgot to point out how much. You're being recorded right now, and I really like the stem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the stem is so nice.
It's a beautiful stem.
What was that first part?
I love your stem. We were talking about your gourd.
Said that his favorite part of the gourd, he likes the gourd part of your gourd.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you must have a gourmand, right?
Gentlemen, this is tautological. I don't understand why you'd be bringing that to me. My gourd is my gourd. Of course, yeah. Wait, you're acting a little bit jumpy. What's going on?
No, fine.
Oh, jumping with excitement for having such a great guest on.
And I'm also too weak to jump, because of course I'm on my deathbed for probably say 2 to 4 more weeks.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, it is a bummer. Until the heavens open and the goddesses welcome me back into their heaving bosoms.
And just to say, Usador's on his deathbed, which doesn't mean, you know, Arnie and I, we don't want to wake up in the middle of the night with a, you know, jack-o'-lantern next to us or something, so.
Hey, that would be a good time for a lot of people. They might be, you know, asking for that. That's good fortune for some people.
Oh, really?
Watch your mouth.
Yes, of course.
This guy's got a smart mouth on him.
No, I have dumb tongue. I have dumb tongue. Arnie, tell him.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot, this guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I agree. We all agree. Mm-hmm. Chunt is stupid.
Okay. Yeah. He's okay. Pull
if
the
you
range,
want,
pull
we'll
the
beat him up for you. Do you want us to beat him up for you?
Fuck. Well, you think I am? I'm not. I don't want to beat anybody up. Let's just enjoy the afternoon and enjoy the spirit of dungeoneering, the spirit of exploration. That's why we all started this. Actually, I don't know why you guys started this. What do you do? You just hang out here all day?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we talk to people.
Pretty much just hang out.
I mean, I killed the Dark Lord.
Oh, yeah, Usador killed the Dark Lord, which is kind of a big deal.
It's huge.
Hey. That's a feather in your cap. Yeah. Isn't it pretty good to do that before you die, huh?
Well, that's actually why I'm dying. You see, it's my one true purpose. And if I didn't die now, that would mean I didn't really kill the Dark Lord, and that would be ludicrous.
You know, isn't that always the way that magic works? It's always got some little poetic twist. You know, they never let you have it easy.
Yes, as a being of pure magic myself, I love magic. It's everything to me, and the power that courses through my veins is like a very drug. I am addicted to it, and I love it, even though I know it's kind of bullshit at the same time.
It is bullshit, I think, a little bit.
Okay, all right.
You know, Gord, you sort of said that this was ludicrous. I do have to ask, speaking of ludicrous, what in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
Oh, this. I mean, I'm between jobs right now. I'm not on the clock.
Oh.
So I'm supposed to take it back to the office, but sometimes I just look it around with me because I'm in the area, you know?
Is that just gold and gems, or is there maybe some magical items sort of treasure in there?
Hey, I don't know if I'm at liberty to say stuff like that. I mean, you might follow me to a dungeon and see what I put in the water. You know what I'm talking about?
Fair enough. I just... You know, I collect. I'm a collector. I enjoy a dungeon. To cut corners and to save time, I'm not going to lie. I've gone on a crystal ball and just ordered some treasure to be delivered directly to my home. Sometimes you're in a hurry and you need to get something done. And, you know, it's not as satisfying as going through the dungeon and going through all the tasks. But sometimes you're just like, just drop the damn treasure off at my front door and let me do what I need to do.
Oh, yeah, those new magical instant carts, the carts that just pop up in front of your door and they're full of the stuff you want. It made me so lazy.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's an exchange. You got to decide, is it worth your time? Or, you know, it's just easy to pay for that experience or the lack of one. You're just hanging out at home, you want a sword, go for it.
Yeah, although sometimes I order something from a dungeon and I'm amazed at how fast it can get to me, but I also feel bad. It's like, it's too fast, really. You know, they got to go all the way into that dungeon and probably fight a few monsters, and then they're still going to get that treasure to me by the next day.
And what am I getting? Am I getting some copper? You know, do I need more copper?
So you're saying you'd be willing to go, like, maybe partway. Like, you want to still feel like you earned it. What if they just met you at the entrance with some of it? Was that the guy you met? Was that somebody that you met?
Yeah, the guy I met might have been starting that trend. Because, he was at the front. But it didn't look like he had been through the dungeon, right? There was no cut marks or bruises or soot or anything. I think he just made it at home and then brought it in front of the cave, perhaps, to just push his wares.
That's difficult to say, not having seen any of it. But, I mean, it could have been that's just the way he's getting his foot in the door.
Right.
You know, and then once he builds that capital, he can start actually going into dungeons and doing it proper. But when he's got a buzz, right? He's got people talking about it. Right. I appreciate that hustle.
Chunt, I have to ask a clarifying question. Yep. Was it a cave or a dungeon? Or was it a cave that led into a dungeon?
Ooh, is it that I don't know the difference?
It's not great. Was there a staircase or some fucking sconces?
There's definitely sconces. What is it? Is there a rule where it's like all caves are dungeons, but not all dungeons are caves? Is that a thing?
Mm.
Unless they're in the cave region of Foon.
I've definitely seen some outliers. Like, I've seen a dungeon that terminated in a cave as though the cave was the treasure. And it wasn't even a particularly interesting cave.
What a horrible treasure.
Yeah. I think it was a message about, you know, conservatism and nature, but it was just kind of a dirty cave. Not great.
Oh, so some dungeons have, like, modern treasure, where it's more kind of, like, conceptual.
Yeah. like the journey, like going into the dungeon and doing the work is actually the treasure, and that pisses a lot of people off. Nobody likes that.
Oh, I did one of those. I went through this dungeon, maybe 20 levels to it, you know, start at the top, go down the scary staircase into the first level, go through, you know, fight off some bats and some monsters, and there's all this bear iconography everywhere, like statues of bears and sconces with bears' faces on them and that sort of thing, and then it fed out back into the forest, and waiting there for me was a bear, and it shat in the woods, and it said, "Now you know."
Did the shit make a sound?
Well, I left, so I wasn't there, so I don't know.
So it was probably like a slow, like the bear was, you know, troubled in some way.
Yeah.
You knew it was starting, yeah.
I could see how that'd be very unsatisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, oh, I thought it was going to get a treasure, and it was more of like a, I guess, a folklore, you know, or a riddle. I don't even know what that is, you know.
That is not charming.
No.
It's not even like a wife's tale. It's like a wife's, like, unit of information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, this is not a good use of my time.
No, I tell you what, I've not placed a lot of shit in dungeons, and there's certainly none in this bag. I'll tell you that much.
Maybe
none of us have bags with shit in them.
No.
No, I have one.
Oh.
No.
What?
My friend is joking. I'm sorry.
No, I've got one.
Fuck, did you just see him? Guys, did you just see what he did? He just ate that ghost. Gore just ate a ghost. He gobbled that ghoul. Did you see that? He's a made guy, I'm telling you. He's a made man.
Good stuff. Good stuff. More like that one. Hey, keep those coming.
More ghosts over here.
Usador, don't order more ghosts. You know that means the bartenders are going to have to start killing people.
Well, how the hell else are we going to get ghosts?
Well, yeah. Well, I've been telling you, we got to take that off the menu.
And but I've been telling you, there's no way you're going to live through this episode.
Oh, no.
I don't want any of these. I don't want fresh ghosts. Bring me some vintage ghosts.
Oh, come on.
Oh, but these ghosts are table to table. These were patrons sitting at the table, and now they're... yes, you're right. Let's get some old ghosts.
Actually, that would be nice. It would be nice to get some tableside service. Can we get that for the table?
Actually, I hate to ask this, sir. Could we get it for us to eat? Just because the table's had enough.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty damp.
Oh yeah, are your roots soaking up any booze? Or let me dump some of my witch piss down here. There's some witch's piss for you.
There you go. Ooh.
I hear some of my ale. There you go.
Well, that's going right to the old gourd.
You're engorged. It's just your head is your sexual organ, and so I'm sorry. It's just
I'm not supposed to drink at the job, but you guys are all right. You guys are pretty fun.
Yeah, it'd be weird if you wore pants over your face, right? Because but it's right there. Yes, let's Arnie, should we take another break or
yeah, let's take a quick break.
Not like breaking our legs or anything, but just like a intermission. We should say intermission.
No,
not yet.
Oh no.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain. Miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So, Gord, you'd mentioned that you are sort of getting more into adventuring yourself. Like, when you go into a dungeons to get treasure instead of to put it back, like, what's your process?
Well, I mean, when I started doing it, like, I started saying, like, it wouldn't be right for me to go into dungeons that I just put the treasure into, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd give it a grace period. You know, and then the longer I did it, the shorter the grace period got. You sure. know, I was looking about
yeah.
you. Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I basically know the layout of most of these dungeons, especially around here. And I mean, it's just simple matter for me to go in there and, you know, take back some of what I put for myself, for people that, you know, maybe to keep it out of the hands of people that I don't want to see get it. Mm-hmm. Who don't deserve to get it? Who've wronged me?
Oh, you've been wrong.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I see you have a scroll there that seems to be a list of names. I don't know.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a list of names. Yeah.
Huh. What are the names that are crossed out? What does that mean? You're no longer friends with them, or
just a name I don't need to keep track of anymore. Mm-hmm. A name that doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Oh.
That's all that is.
Sure.
I mean, basically, we're not friends. I mean, we weren't friends before I crossed them out, either. So, hey, but you know what? Dungeons, I love them. They're crazy places. It's a good time. To dungeons.
Yeah. To dungeons.
Yes. To
dungeons. I mean, you think about it, really, there are no laws down there. You can just kill people and take treasure and, like, all bets are off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could even say that it was part of the dungeon's design, right? Yes. Is this inter-party conflict maybe part of the reason why they're down there? Is the treasure the friendships you made along the way?
Wow.
Plus the treasure.
Or the friends you killed and took their treasure.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be some kind of son of a bitch to kill, you know, your friends. Okay. Maybe they're not your friends anymore when you kill them.
Yeah, you're going in and killing the party of people you're going through a dungeon with, Marty?
What? No, I've only been in one dungeon, and I went with you when you're still alive.
For now.
We're all still alive, and the four of us, we're just a couple of Gord fellows, just hanging out. We're all friends here, and nobody's going to kill anyone. We're all friends.
This guy's looking pretty jumpy, pretty squirrely.
Oh, I can be a squirrel. I'm a shapeshifter. Let me just... there you go. I'm a squirrel.
Exactly. My point's proven.
John, I don't think he was suggesting that being squirrely was a good thing.
Oh, shit. Back to a badger. No squirrel parts here.
Gord, forgive my friends. They may seem nervous, for they've never watched a wizard die before. It's such a glorious and wonderful moment when I transform into pure light. I'm sure they're a little on edge, because it could happen at any moment, but probably like 3 to 4 weeks.
I mean, we've seen a couple wizards die, so... Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Too soon.
What do you think it's going to be like? I don't know that it's possible for me to die, because I'm not sure that I'm actually alive. What's it going to be like?
That's interesting.
When I watch someone die,
right?
And I watch that, I guess you could describe it as light leave their eyes, and they just sort of glaze over. I don't know what that means. And I don't know that I mind seeing it again and again.
Was it hard the first time you saw it?
No.
No.
Okay. Easiest thing in the world. I heard so much about it, and then when you finally do it, easiest thing in the world.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. You know, the goddesses attach a soul to each one of us, and that soul is a thing that lives on beyond our corporeal forms, and it's possible that you are animated without a soul. That you have thought and substance, and you're sentient, but you may be soulless. If you'd like, I could try to summon a soul and attach it to you.
What would that feel like? Is that straightforward? Have you done this before?
Sure. Let's say, you know, if you've eaten a ghost. You know what that tastes like, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now imagine that ghost just sort of stayed in you forever.
Instead of me dumping it out later like I always do.
Right.
Okay. Gotta see this.
Don't worry about the mechanics of that.
I have to see this.
Usador, you know the one thing you can't ask me not to ask about is how someone dumps something out.
I should know better, yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to try. I'd love to try it.
Okay,
then,
well...
And then follow my logic, then anything that I do wrong in my own life would be placed upon that soul, and I'm still free and clear, right? I mean, that's kind of like a little loophole, right?
I guess that is how it works.
If the constables ever come for you, you can just bury the soul, and then you're free and clear.
Ooh, that's sort of fucked.
If you could put more than one in here, I'd love that. That might simplify a lot of things for me, actually.
No, I can't put multiple souls into you. That will make you into a soul walker, which is a well-established evil beast.
Let alone multiple souls who know each other, because that would be a soul collective, and nobody wants to hear that.
And if you get too many in there, they're all going to give each other an illness, and then your souls will be coughing. Anyway.
You're about to go to the soul asylum.
Arnie, the window closed.
Sorry, I was just on a soul train of thought.
Come on, put a soul in me. Let's do this.
Very well, then. I shall pray to the goddesses. Goddesses, hear Usador's plea. Let God here now no longer be set free. I beseech thee here this boon. Hear my final goal. Beseech and place upon Gordon this mortal soul.
There's you lights. Different? There's lights appearing in his eyes.
It's like a candle is in there now.
I feel strange. I feel like the weight of my sins is upon me. What have I done?
Good feeling or a bad feeling or...
I've never felt anything before, I can't tell. Does it look like I'm having fun? I'm masking honestly.
Does it look like you're having an anxiety attack?
Yeah.
It looks like you're crying.
Yeah. Sweat. Something wet.
Yeah, I'm sweating. And I think you're dumping out a ghost from before.
You know what?
No.
You know what, Ani and Chunt? I don't know that I should have attached a soul to an animated a person. I maybe that's... beyond even my reach. Not my purview to decide who and who does not have a soul.
You know, Usador, after all these years, I think this is the first time you've taken a moment to ask yourself, I can do that, but should I? And you know, in a way, you've really grown and learned a lot.
Or, he does need a second soul.
More souls?
Well, maybe they'll cancel each other out. I don't know.
Oh, goddesses, I've done so much wrong.
Okay.
I'm evil.
No, you're not evil. You're just you were created. You're a made guy. And so you were just acting on impulse, which is your nature. So you've done nothing wrong. You've just acted in accordance with your natural sort of urges and instincts.
So it was the way I was raised.
Yes, let's go with that. Yes.
In a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I think I could live with that. Okay. Okay.
If you like, I could free you of this burden of this spirit that lives within you now, and you could return to it the way you were before. But then you could no longer celebrate this new day that, alongside your birthday, now you'd have the De La Soul.
Man. You know what? It was rough, but I feel like we got to see this thing through. I feel like I got to get some more souls in here. I'm starting
more
to
souls.
Get a taste
okay.
for them.
All right. Here we go.
Really open the floodgates.
I beseech thee, goddesses, bless me once again, not once, twice, and yet another time more. Here, bless this body with souls 2, 3, and 4. Okay, there should be 4 souls in there now.
Should he be growing like that?
I know, his gourd is so big.
Nope, that's right. I should have warned you guys he was going to grow.
Oh, he's stuffed full, just like me. We're both fulfilled.
I don't know. I think we overdid it, fellas.
Okay.
It's different from ghosts because these guys are squirming around. They got their own thoughts. They got their own ideas.
Try burping. I think that might help alleviate it.
Yeah, come here. Just let me put your head right over my shoulder here.
Okay, hold on.
It's kind of adorable.
I'm going to pat you on the back here. Try to burp out one of these souls. There you go. Oh, I think we got one out. I think there's one gone.
That's okay. Better.
Is okay. That better? Okay,
let
great.
Me stick a branch down here. Hold on a second. I think that was working.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note here. My little notepad. Four souls.
Goddesses, damn it. That soul went right in my spice potato.
Too many.
I can't eat this thing now.
Underline.
Well, okay.
What's wrong with the little soul food?
Usador, no. The window is closed. No.
I am feeling much better, and there's a complete absence of guilt or any emotion whatsoever, so back in business. I think that was a mistake.
Okay.
But it was worth figuring out. I'm glad it happened with a friend.
When you think about it, it was like you went on a dungeon inside yourself.
They were like a party adventuring inside of me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're off on a new adventure, you little soldier boy.
I feel like you guys are saying a lot of stuff that I'm not familiar with, that I should be familiar with, that I feel like is at my, is harmful to me. It's like I'm being made fun of.
It's definitely not to make fun of you. I'd say it's more harmful to the listener.
We would never smash pumpkins. We would never. We wouldn't do that. Not tonight. Not tonight, okay?
I mean, if we did smash pumpkins, we'd get melancholy and have infinite sadness.
Yes. Did I ever tell you guys I used to be a little boy?
Ah, you guys is a hoot.
Oh, go on.
I tell you what. Probably shouldn't have drank this much. Before I start another shift.
Oh, you're about to head off into another dungeon?
Yes, I am. But I tell you what, I'm forgetting whether or not this bag is going in or coming out. Oh, jeez.
That'll happen when you've had too much to drink.
What am I supposed to do with this stuff?
We could watch it.
Yeah, we could watch
put it.
It
in the dungeon for you, probably, if you wanted.
When I came in, before you put the cloak over my head, did it look like I was coming from a dungeon? Or like I was going to go back into a dungeon? Which one did it look like I was doing?
Yeah, Arnie, which one did it look like?
Was it an innie or an outie?
You kind of were looking, in this direction?
Yeah, I always look over there. That's one of my favorite directions. That's no help.
That is a good direction.
Southwest.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I can split the difference.
Maybe there are some clues. Maybe some context clues will help. Were Gord's feet covered with like dust or cobwebs, or did it look like they were muddy? Like they'd just been out in the rain? Because they're probably on their way in from outdoors. And if they are dusty and covered in cobwebs, that means they might have just come out.
Okay, let me close my eyes and try to remember. I think as I visualize it, he's got a giant gourd for a head, and that's kind of all I remember, really.
Yeah.
Like, I did not look at his feet. Even now, I'm not looking at his feet while I'm trying to remember.
No, why would you?
Mm-mm.
Don't do that.
Okay, the gourd. Okay, since you were focused on the gourd, maybe there's some more context clues there. Did the gourd say something to you like, "Hello, I'm Gord, I'm going into a dungeon"? Or, "Hello, I'm Gord, I just came out of this dungeon"?
He said some things, but I was just looking at his gourd.
Just looking at that gourd.
Yeah. You know, it's easy. Why sit here and, try and figure this out from nothing? I'm going to look in the bag and see what I got. Maybe they'll jog my memory.
No, that might jog your memory.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, why is he crossing off more names on that list?
Yeah. No. There's no treasure in here. There's not treasure.
No, it looks like it's dripping with treasure.
Yeah, this is a guy I used to know. It's a guy I used to know who... let's say he's not my friend anymore. Okay, let's just say that.
Okay.
I was going to the ravine. Okay. Squared away.
Okay.
There we go. Thank
you. Glad we got those souls out of there.
Wait, are you talking about that ravine that people keep finding, like, heads in that ravine?
They're just finding heads?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They call it Heads Without the Teeth Ravine. You know how wizards can suss out an identity using fingertips or teeth?
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, I guess all these heads show up and they have no teeth. So,
But,
you know what? I just forgot. That's not even something I knew. I just forgot. What was I even talking about?
Also, this is weird and probably unrelated, but this is the first gourd I've ever seen that has a lot of teeth. Like, a lot of teeth.
Well, I mean, a lot of these are probably seeds also.
Yeah.
What are teeth but seeds?
Teeth, it's all the same. They grow a human.
They
That's
do.
How that works, right?
Hmm. guys, we gotta wind this episode down. We can't get sucked into trying to explain human reproduction to this gourd as much as I want to. God,
I mean, when he said seeds, I almost said seeds nuts, but, you know, as a callback from last episode, but I don't want to be disrespectful.
I know, and you're going to get back on the worst lines list. Again, oh, another nomination.
Damn it.
Leading the nominations, Chunt. Is it possible I hate to paint with a broad stroke like this, but are you evil?
Yeah. No. I mean, no.
Oh. No. Oh, okay. No. Mm. Good.
Mm. Which one's the evil one? Is good and evil. Which one's evil? Okay. Yeah. Evil. evil. Yeah.
Right.
He got there.
No, it's evil. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I just have to ask because I'm a wizard and I have a righteous mission to destroy evil. So if you're not evil, we're good.
Yeah. I'm not evil.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, then.
I guess I'll just remove the teeth from this corpse.
Okay. Sounds fun.
And be on my way.
Okay, so well, good luck to you, sir.
Good luck to you, Gord. It's so nice to meet you, and I hope, I don't know how to phrase this, I hope our paths never cross again?
Sure.
Or if they do, I hope I'm walking alongside of you and not not the destination for your path.
What is that supposed to mean? Was that a puzzle?
I don't like this guy.
He's just saying we'll beat him up.
I swear we'll beat him up for you if you want us to.
What the fuck?
All Chunt is trying to say is that when we meet again, should our paths cross, let us clasp our arms in friendship and raise another glass together and pour some fine ales and wines o'er thine roots.
Well, the son of that, you brought it back around. All right, you guys. All right.
All right. I like him. I'm glad he's not evil.
And I promise, if you come back on, I'll explain to you how babies are made.
Yo, because I would love to. I knew something goes into something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's crazy. But everybody just laughs.
Yes. It's crazy. I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh, shit. And Arnie, we'll probably see him at the Magi Tavi Awards because he's nominated for Gourd with the Most Souls in His Head.
So far.
I made it?
So far. Well, so far you're on the list.
Mm-hmm. You're on the short list. It's not a nomination yet, but you're getting there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as I'm impressing the right people.
Gourd, you are never going to fucking guess where we keep our seeds.
No. In the head, right?
No.
Warm.
Where's he gonna keep them? It's the head.
No, you're gonna have to come back.
It's the head, right?
You're gonna have to come back.
Which thing do you want to arrive less? The episode where Arnie explains human reproduction to a gourd creature? Or, and just like that, season 2, Still No Control? Wizard's Choice Award nominee, Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Huh, funny how we use the word play when all I hear is effort. Gourd the Golem with a gourd for a head was played by special guest Chris Straub. You can visit Chris's website, chrisstraub.com, to learn more about his comics, like Chainsaw Suit, his horror writing, like Candle Cove, or his performing in Acquisitions Incorporated, The C-Team. Plus, other stuff. Chris is a prolific guy. Our own editor, Stefan Dranger, wanted me to mention he's been a fan of Chris way back since the F-Chords days. So, Chris, when you're wondering who saw fit to cram a Wilhelm scream into your own episode around the 34-minute mark, look no further than Stefan. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get 2 new bonus episodes every month. The most recent is an all-new Spintax special called the Spintax Book Release Party. Here, you listen to it.
That's what's so invigorating about the mind of an author is that sometimes that inspiration comes from outside. Might be doing push-ups, might be going for a beautiful walk or seeing another piece of art and experiencing someone else's art to help you create your own art.
Gresh, do you mind if I step in before I fall asleep and ask a question of my own?
Please do.
I've got a question for JoJo. Now, I don't know if this is rude or not, but you yourself have a real fucked up face. Did that inspire you to write this book?
Yeah. And you know what? You write what you know. And I don't have any solutions for myself. But I do have solutions for anyone else that needs them. And you know what? Hindsight is 2020. And there, I made a lot of bad choices in my life. Most of them involved bobbing for apples in places where I shouldn't have been bobbing. Gotta say, there's places where you just don't go bobbing. You don't go bobbing, you know, if there's an animal in there. You don't go bobbing if it's hot. You don't go bobbing if it is a liquid that is unfamiliar to you.
For more on the bonus episodes and other Patreon perks like ad-free episodes, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger, the very same person standing outside Chris Straub's house right now, waiting for the last light to go out inside so he can make his move. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.